We are getting wild under a waterfall.
Good job. How was it?
So much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And for one last time, you know who to call.
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do, and so do I.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, August 15th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After being declared legally dead on Friday, Anne Heche was reportedly removed from life support on Sunday after an organ donor match was found. The 53-year-old actress had been in a coma after crashing her car into a residence in Los Angeles's Mar Vista neighborhood on August 5th, causing the vehicle and the home to burst into flames. Heche was an Emmy winner for her work playing twins Vicki Hudson and Marley Love on Another World from 1987 to 1991. Her primetime television debut came in a 1991 episode of Murphy Brown, but it wasn't until 1993 that she landed her first feature film role in Disney's The Adventures of Huck Finn opposite Elijah Wood. She starred in several high-profile films in the 90s, including the crime drama Donnie Brasco, the disaster movie Volcano, the political satire Wag the Dog, the slasher flick I Know What You Did Last Summer, the action comedy 6 Days, 7 Nights, and the thriller Return to Paradise. Heche's other screen credits included the TV series Ally McBeal, Hung, Chicago PD, Quantico, All Rise, Dancing with the Stars, and the movies The Vanished, Psycho, and 13 Minutes. She also branched out into stage work, making her Broadway debut in Proof in 2002 and earning a Tony nomination for her role in 20th Century in 2004. You can look back on her roles at EW.com and see tributes from many, including her ex-husbands, her former Men in Trees co-star James Tupper, and Coley LaFoon, both of whom she had one son with. Veteran TV actress Denise Dowse, better known for her roles in Beverly Hills 90210 and Insecure, among others, has also died, her after a battle with meningitis. She was 64. A fixture on 90s TV, Dowse portrayed West Beverly Hills High Vice Principal Yvonne Teasley on Beverly Hills 90210 and made appearances on Seinfeld, California Dreams, Full House, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, ER, and Moesha, among others. Her dozens of other credits included Charmed, Secrets and Lies, Good Trouble, Stumptown, and most recently Insecure as Molly's therapist Rhonda Pine. On the film front, Dowse had roles in the Ray Charles biopic Ray opposite Jamie Foxx, Darren Aronofsky's psychological thriller Requiem for a Dream, and Dr. Doolittle opposite Eddie Murphy. And Teddy Ray, an actor and comedian featured on MTV's Wild and Out and HBO's Pause with Sam Jay, has died at the age of 32. Ray was found deceased Friday at a private residence in Rancho Mirage, California, after authorities responded to a call of an unresponsive male around 10 a.m. local time. Additional details, including a cause of death, were not available as of Sunday night. The rising comedic talent recently served as co-host of MTV's ridiculousness spinoff Messiness. He also appeared in a number of TV series and shorts, including Comedians and Cocktails, How to Be Broke, BSU, Black Student Union, and Pause with Sam Jay. Ray's stand-up was also featured on Comedy Central's Colossal Cluster Fest and HBO's All Deaf Comedy. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. It's nature versus nurture in our number three pick today, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. This week's exciting episode stars Florence Pugh on an adventure through the volcanic rainforests of Costa Rica, where Bear and Florence rappel from a helicopter and explore the depths of the lush green rainforest. Here's a clip from the episode where Florence is tasked with climbing down the side of a waterfall as Bear is waiting for her in the blue lagoon below. Sounds great, right? Well, obstacles await as Florence's foot gets caught in her rope. Sounds like my worst nightmare. Have a listen.
So, I do this. Okay. Oh, bloody Nora. Oh, my Lord. You know what? With the feeling of being really scared, you kind of just have to start walking off the ledge. Otherwise, I think it's never going to happen. And now it's already too late, and I've already started going. My goodness.
looking great. She's going down.
Oh, wow! Oh, f*** me.
All right.
Okay.
In?
In.
Getting snagged in that rope.
Oh, come on.
Then let that rope go, let it run all the way through.
Oh, come on.
Here, let me help you with it. Okay, we're free. You ready?
Yeah. Amazing.
It's amazing, but if I'd hazard a guess, it's definitely a croc pool. So we want to get out of here. You're alive, but let's keep you alive.
Good job. How was it?
So much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, like, totally just like going off an edge.
So Florence crushed that challenge. Her bowling knot, perfect. She was calm, got down. Hey, she's a Marvel superhero. She delivered.
Oh, well, tune in to see all the creatures and caverns of the Costa Rican rainforest in the new episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls, which premieres tonight at 9 on National Geographic and is available to stream on Disney+. It's trivia time, and warning, this one is not for the weak stomach folks out there. Bear Grylls has been braving extreme weather and eating bugs of all sorts for years on his shows Man vs. Wild and Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Now, on the latter, he's even made celebrities, including Courteney Cox, Zac Efron, and even President Obama, do some truly wacky things in the wild. But which celebrity guest did Bear have defrost a frozen bird in their pants, roast it, and then eat it with stuffed maggots? Delicious bite, right? Well, was it Nick Jonas, Channing Tatum, or Michael B. Jordan? Stick around for the answer. We're going back to Cali for the premiere of Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers, which is today's number two pick. The new documentary from Hulu recounts the ups and downs of the iconic Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, from their steady rise in the 80s with Magic Johnson to their heroic comeback in the early 2000s with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, and now their championship run with LeBron James. We hear from the players, managers, coaches, and celebrity fans who made the Lakers the biggest team in the NBA. Here's a preview.
The pressure, that's what really drives me. To wear purple and gold, it's a different feeling.
Dr. Jerry Buss has taken a big bite out of the sports scene.
What Jerry Buss did in his first year owning the Lakers is incredible.
The Lakers are the world champions.
You're a rookie, I'm a rookie, and we won the NBA championship.
Woo! My dad, he just wanted to make his mark.
He created a boom club.
I go discoing as much as anybody, I guess.
He came up with the Laker girls.
Huge hit. It was like the Roman Empire.
The Lakers are the team of the 80s.
That's just a fact.
But all things that are great one day come to an end.
Because of the HIV virus, I will have to retire.
What is Lakers basketball without Magic Johnson?
After Showtime, we had to try to create our own identity.
And now here he comes, the big fella.
The camera on my face.
Shaq was going to turn the franchise around.
You trade your whole team, and this guy's worth it.
Once we got Kobe on the team, all hell broke loose.
Kobe made the choice to go it alone.
It should be my team. Follow me.
I am that killer snake.
Relax. I'm still in charge.
Shaq wants to win a championship. Kobe says the same thing. We'll find out if all that's true right now.
Breaking news from the NBA.
NBA superstar Kobe Bryant has passed away this morning.
We just all broke down in tears.
I want to continue his legacy for as long as we can play the game of basketball that we love, because that's what Kobe Bryant would want.
I knew after that moment, we were going to win a championship. I knew we were.
You want to be a Laker great? We going back into the You won't be a Laker legend.
You know what happened on the court, but not everybody knows what happened behind the scenes.
There was desire to remove me or stab me in the heart.
It is the real life secession.
No matter what's going on, keep pushing through, because when you get all the way to the top and...
So the history of the Lakers starts with disco and ends with the dynasty. You can catch it all in the premiere of Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers, streaming now on Hulu. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. You don't want to miss it. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, the hit film Crazy Rich Asians was released in theaters on August 15th, 2018. The groundbreaking film featured a cast of all Asian actors, as well as an Asian director, John Chu. It follows a Chinese-American professor named Rachel who travels to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's family and is shocked when she finds out they are among the richest in the country. The sequel for the film has been in talks for years, and the screenplay is currently in the process of being written. In May of this year, it was announced that a script is in early development for a spin-off film that's focused on the love story between Gemma Chan and Harry Shum Jr.'s characters Astrid and Charlie. Well, this can't be good. On today's number one pick, Jimmy slash Saul slash Gene has been made by Marion and is now on the run. Will he pay for everything he's done? Does he have perhaps one more trick card to play? And what will Kim's next move be? All will be revealed on the series finale of Better Call Saul, titled Saul Gone. Yep, this is it, folks. Co-creator Vince Gilligan uses the word earned to describe this last installment and gave us a small piece of advice before watching the end of the Breaking Bad prequel's acclaimed six-season run, buckle your seatbelt. Well, it has been a dramatic ride, that is for sure. And the promo at the end of last week's episode suggests that ride will be wild right until the end with... potential spoiler alert here. The image of a wrecked car and Jimmy slash Saul slash Gene's voice. Have a listen.
Hoover, max extract pressure. Pro model 60. Hoover, pressure. Max extract model 60.
That is certainly a bit foreboding. Well, while the cast is preparing to say goodbye, they also got a little chance to celebrate this weekend when the show tied for Best Cable Drama at the Hollywood Critics Association Awards. Stars Bob Odenkirk, Ray Seahorn, Patrick Fabian, Giancarlo Esposito, and Michael Mando were all there on stage for the big honor. Have a listen to Odenkirk's speech.
You know, when we put this show, when we went and shot the show, we all went, we all did it, we came back, I was looking at it back, I was going to Trader Joe's. I had a list of stuff, eggs, tuna salad. I had to turn around. There was a giant poster for Better Call Saul, and I'm like, we're going to get our ass kicked. And you guys, the critics and the audiences, were kind and gave us a chance to prove ourselves. So thank you so much for that. Listen, When you have a show with fallible, complex human beings and the spark, the drive, the plot twists, and the dangers of Better Call Saul were the people and what was going on inside them. One character you're sure is a bad guy, but then years later you see him at a wine bar trying to connect with another human. It's heartbreaking. You've got a guy who's clearly the bad guy, but wait a second, he's the best guy in the whole damn thing. And then you've got this brilliant, smart, follows the rules lady. Wait a second, she's got a screw loose. And then Mark Crooks over there, who doesn't even want to come up. Aren't you proud of being in the show? Michael Mando, a gangster with a heart of gold. All right. Thank you so much.
That is a well-deserved win, and more could be in their future. The show is nominated for 7 awards at next month's Emmys. The final episode of the groundbreaking Better Call Saul, Saul Gone, airs tonight at 9 on AMC. And be sure to check out EW.com for full coverage of the finale tonight and something very special on Tuesday. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Bear Grylls had which celebrity guest defrost a frozen bird in their pants, roast it, and then eat it with stuffed maggots? Was it Nick Jonas, Channing Tatum, or Michael B. Jordan? Well, trust me when I say I would have been sending an SOS to get me out of there. I am certainly not jealous of this sucker. It's Nick Jonas. Those were all hints, by the way, some of his song titles. Anyway, Nick was quite the trooper when Bear stuffed a frozen bird down his pants, claiming it's the hottest part of a man's body. Braving the snowy Sierra Nevada mountains, Nick and Bear crunched down on some crispy bird, and Bear threw in a very British joke, saying that it, quote, wasn't the first bird that's been down Nick's trousers. What a man gotta do to get that image of eating maggots out of my head, huh? That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Dan Sneerson, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to Watch.